Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world? This is your man, Nick Eden, and I am here with the talk of the town.
I know you're going to dig this.
Here with the talk of the town.
Take you to the Hotel Martinette in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of
talk
dance
of the
music.
Town. Here with the talk of the town. Talk of the town.
Check this
afternoon. Good afternoon. You're now live on the Middleman Radio. This is Talk of the Town, and this your boy Al.
And this Kevin. What's happening, man?
Hey, man. A hot day today. That's what's happening.
Yeah, I feel like a slave. Nah, I can't say I feel like a slave. That's wrong.
No.
Atmosphere right now? Nah, that's real wrong. It was just hot. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like somebody lived along the equator. I can say that.
Whew. Man, it was so hot. I took a piece of ice outside, man, at least wiped my forehead off with, man. As soon as I got outside, the ice melted in my hand.
I believe my brother, because it was scorching, man. I'm just trying to figure out, like, I know last year was hotter, man. We had, like, 100-degree days and stuff like that. I mean, dude, it was, like, 88 degrees, and it felt like it was 99.
Man, I don't even want to make the comment that I want to make, but I wouldn't have made it back then, man. I wouldn't have made it.
Nah, I would have had to. I would have had to smirk. Somebody would have got murked, or I would have been murked on the spot. I'm telling them, like, get him. Yeah, I'd have been gone, buddy. I would have been gone.
Oh man. In other news. Shout outs to Kanye and J. Cole still battling out at the number one spot. I think Kanye is still in the lead of the record sales right now over the UK. Am I correct on that? I think so.
Yeah.
But shout out to them too, man. Good sportsmanship, man. And, you know, Drake also assisting J. Cole with his sales, you know, going to the record stores, buying them out, giving them out to people, man. That's love right there. Straight love right there. So, a lot of people clown Drake, but. Looks to me like Drake got a good heart, man. Try to help somebody, man.
Yeah.
But do you think J. Cole really needed that, though?
No.
I think
Hey, I was like, man, get out the store, dog. Quit playing. You're making me look bad.
They went into this one store, and they just bought the whole rack. I mean, you know, just like everybody outside waiting, they just bought the whole rack, man. Like, and give me those in the back. I need those.
I know. I know, man. You know, the thing about it is, man, you know, yeah, I guess, you know, it's better than going in the strip club and throwing their money up in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Putting this to good use.
You're helping out with your album sales. You're helping out, giving it out to the fans or whatever the case may be, but still.
Right.
I wouldn't have Drake like that with me, man. It looked real suspect.
Shout out to Paige Kennedy. He's a sketch artist on YouTube that does those That's So Drake moments.
Yeah, that was a Drake moment.
If you never watched those videos, go to YouTube and type in Paige Kennedy and watch the That's So Drake moments. They're hilarious, man. Hilarious.
Yeah, that dude right there is a trip, man. He was actually in that show called Weeds, right? If I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
Played a gay guy.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real life, buddy.
That's him, right?
Yeah, man. I know you hit me with the in other news, but what else is going on in other news, buddy?
Well, I forgot the girl's name, Trayvon Martin's friend that was on the phone with her, with yeah. him when he was being attacked.
Gentile, last name of Gentile.
Yeah. You have a lot of people out there supporting her, and then you have a lot of people out there making fun of her due to, you know, how the way she talks and her not being able to read cursive. Those things just really not unnecessary, but I think she did her best. I think she did, you know, did the best that she could do up there, up under pressure, because being on the stand for, like, a case like that, and then you was on the phone with somebody that got murdered, I mean, that's a lot of pressure. A lot to deal with as a person. I can only imagine what was going through her head the night before she was, you know, getting ready to be on the stand the next day.
You know, I'm not going to even say it from that standpoint, man. I want people to tune in this Sunday on the Middleman Talk Show. We got a show called The Burden of Black. The Burden yep. of Black. Make sure y'all tune in, because we're going to talk about that too, man, because I'm ashamed of our people. I'm ashamed of our people. I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm gonna wait for that conversation to happen this Sunday, man. Cause I'm dead serious. I'm so ashamed of our people with that one, man.
Right. So, I really hope this trial, you know, has a speedy process and it is fair and just of what, you know, needs to become. So, whatever happens, you know, I hope for the best of, you know.
Fair and just, you know what, man, just my opinion quickly on this. Fair and just mean you have a jury of your peers. You also have people that can, it should be the everyday people that can
yeah.
relate to that situation. But I'm looking at that jury, I don't see any relatability towards Trayvon.
Yeah.
Or his yeah, scenario or situation, man. I don't see anything that can relate to him and his situation.
Now, some people were saying that due to them being, you know, females, they would be a little bit more compassionate. But to be a juror, you're not supposed to have any type of emotional connect with what's going on.
I don't think that matters. I don't think that matters. I think it's just a
yeah.
point of we are portrayed, and you can go back into our archives and look up the emasculation of the black male and the vilification of the black male. Look up both
yeah.
of those shows right there, and you'll see what we're talking about, because we've been villainized.
Yeah.
We've been villainized, and you got to think about it, man. They already, when he used the word crackers, you know, and she said that that's what he said, could you imagine
right.
the face of those jurors if you were in that courtroom?
That is true. But the way she said it, it made it seem real, because it seemed like that would be something that, you know, someone could possibly say. So at the beginning, they were trying to make it seem like she was, well, trying to trip her up to make her say a lie. But
yeah.
some of the things what she was saying were, like, pretty much accurate. I mean, it's a lot of stuff that goes through your mind over a whole year. And so far, you can, you know, you can forget some things. You
right.
know, things happen in a year's time. So,
now, we're going to pray for the family. We're going to pray for an
yeah.
outcome that's positive for, you know, what the situation calls for, and hopefully
mm-hmm.
justice is served in a proper manner.
Most definitely. So I want to today's show. We thank everybody for tuning in to the Middleman Radio tonight on Talk of the Town. Today we will be talking about ethics and etiquette of being an independent artist. And of course, in this current day, there are a lot of musicians and indie artists everywhere you go. These artists have the tools of what they need to record and upload their songs on all sorts of social media. A lot of them do not have managers to help guide and groove them for the next level of success. So today we will discuss these things of learning how to be ethical and have an etiquette of being an independent artist. We want, you know, your experiences as well too. So if you're listening out there and you're an independent artist, you know, we want you guys to give your experiences as well. So some of the questions in which we're going to pose today are, what are the ethics and etiquette in relation to the music genre in general? What are some of the appropriate ways to improve your networking skills with someone you do not know? What are some good ways to approach DJs, producers, radio personnel, record labels, you know, magazine personnel as well, in a professional manner? What are some things independent artists need to know about preparing for an interview? This could be on the radio, This could be in front of a record label. This could be in front of a magazine. You know, this could be in front of a club owner. All of that. And how would they improve their public speaking skills? You know, some people never took public speaking in school or in college. So how can they improve that? Within artist-to-artist interaction, what are some of the ethical things in which they should do when networking together on collaborating on songs and working together on a project? So we want to discuss some of those things, and also we may have some other questions that we'll throw out throughout the show on ethics and etiquette. So we definitely want to get into it. We appreciate everybody for tuning in. If you would like to comment, dial 718-508-9972 and press the number 1, and we'll definitely get to you. So we're going to go ahead and dive right into it. What are the ethics and etiquette in relation to music in general? You know, this could be with all music genres, you know, country music artists, R&B artists, you know, pop, rock, rap, all of that. You know, being an artist in general, what are some of the do's and don'ts and, you know, and how-tos and what to do that one must, you know, do?
Right. Right.
I feel like, starting off, of course, you definitely want to establish yourself as a professional first and foremost. You know, you want to always present yourself in a manner in which people will respect you and you will respect them, vice versa. You know, you always want to reach yourself, introduce yourself, you know, to that person. You always want to make sure that when you are speaking with someone, you know, you use a language in which they can understand. You know, coming in and, you know, hood and using slang and, you know, like the next person may not understand that.
You know, only thing I look at that, you know, I understand, you know, where we're going with this show. But when you think about it, like you said, even in the intro of this show, a lot of people have not been introduced to these particular life-changing events as far as having public speaking or knowing how to present themselves in a proper manner. So, I mean, if we need to break this down, I feel like we really need to break it down, because the point is, we can look at people and say, you should know this or you should know that, but let's look at it from the standpoint of them not knowing that.
Exactly. 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 So how could they get to that point of being able to know that? Like, what could they do?
You know, we are a visual people. You can actually get to a point where you're looking at, I mean, it's simple as getting on YouTube and look up proper speaking or proper etiquette. Now, everybody's not going to hold the King's English, as we were speaking briefly about Trayvon's friend girl. You know, there's different dialect, different accents. People from New Orleans, man, they sound funny to me. And people hear me down here when we go up north. Like, wow, you sound like a cowboy. You know what I mean? So the dialect may be different, but at the same time, you know, I try to speak in a proper manner. A lot of times that also takes taking your time, being calm, speaking in a using your diaphragm to speak and try to take your time to speak, because I know a lot of times we Southerners, oh boy, we speak fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, what did you just say?
Right.
That's a part of it, you know.
Right. So take the scenario of Gucci Mane. Now, we all know that Gucci Mane has a lisp, and, you know, he has a lingo that some people can't understand and some people can't.
Right.
Now, we know, I think it was maybe 2 or 3 months ago, he did a speech in front of, like, an elementary class about being a music artist or being successful in general? I cannot remember.
To this day, I still don't understand that whole thing.
But that's a prime example. Somebody had to coach him and teach him and actually probably, you know, mold him to be able to do that. Don't you think?
No, I think somebody was just trying to impress the kids and make them feel like they were hip and cool and put Gucci Mane in front of a class and didn't think about it. I don't think they really thought that one through. And when it comes to when it comes to just even just thinking about Gucci Mane and even him having proper presentation, I mean, number one, mm-hmm. if you can stand in front of 10,000 people, standing in front of a classroom with 20 kids shouldn't be too hard. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
It's
just what you bring across
when
you say, what you say to them.
Right, but actually standing in front of a group of kids and presenting what you need to present in a manner of what they need to understand, that would be my thing I wanted to know. You know, as far as I would want to hear if he was able to do that. Now, we know he's done radio interviews and stuff like that, but that's more of like in a relaxed state.
Right.
You know, a lot of settings he could potentially be himself.
Okay.
In front of a kid, you know, of course, he didn't have all the jewelry on and, you know, all the extra stuff or whatever that he would typically wear. You know, they had to, you know, mold him into like a professional manner.
Right.
So this is the thing as far as etiquette. You know, they had to, you know, get him to the point where he had proper etiquette in going into a classroom, you know, being able to be in a state to where he is presentable. You got to think about
still
everybody. That's true. But you got to think about everybody else that don't know Gucci Mane that's working at that school. You know, they're just going to think he's what? Another black person.
Right. Right.
You know,
I look at him still like another black person.
Right. But
like
also, as far as with, you know, being ethical as far as an independent artist, there are a lot of things in which you have to take into context with being an independent artist as far as the ethical nature of it, as far as when someone sends you a song or you are trying to build a relationship with someone, you know, especially with male and female interaction. And sometimes male and male, I don't know, you know. You don't want to mix that business with that pleasure.
But it happens,
you know,
and you know, let's not sugarcoat this. And
we've been
on that side of the spectrum, and we've seen it, where some people will do a favor for a favor, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And sometimes they'll send someone to do a favor for that favor. You know, be it a male sending a host. But, I mean, really, we're talking about hip-hop. Let's unfilter this one, not as far as the language, but let's unfilter this and let's give them a real good vivid picture. When you think about it, if a person wants to get in the magazine and they coming to you trying to buy you drinks, they sending you women, they sending you weed, they sending you all these different things.
Right.
Is that ethical? No, but that is a part of the business.
Right.
So it's up to that individual, just in my opinion, to either be ethical from that standpoint. I don't really think hip-hop is an ethical business. Because there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the business.
That could be true.
There are certain things you got to hold yourself to, but at the same time, you cannot put yourself in a situation where you're getting messed over. You know, regarding your monies, regarding your shows, or whatever it may be. You know, because the thing about it, you may be an ethical person, but
mm-hmm.
the people around you might be some wolves.
Right.
How do you approach that aspect?
I mean, I think in that particular standpoint, maybe if you can, let's say if you knew some person, well, let's take that all out of there.
Okay.
You know, because sometimes going into that particular predicament, you don't know people in that light. So you wouldn't have a contact that can actually ease you in there, or you would have a contact to where you can ask, okay, how does this person react? You know, what are they like? What are their personality traits? You know, you won't be able to ask, you know, things like that. So I would say, you know, of course you want to always present yourself in a business type manner, because at the end of the day, to them, time is money. And if you can't make them, got no time for you. So you definitely want to come in, you know, being professional, have everything that you need in front of you, such as like your artwork, your CD, you know, maybe a little small bio, a business card. You know, some people say business cards are out of date because of, you know, smartphones. But business cards still go a long way with some people. You know, they can, you know, sometimes they have so many numbers in their phone, they can't remember your name, but they can pull your business card real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Also, providing information on where your music is located. Having all of that in a packet will definitely show that, you know, you are about your business and about work. you know, if you're just coming in and trying to bribe somebody or, you know, trying to give them money, you know, to play my stuff or, you know, give them liquor and all that type of stuff, I don't think, to me, I don't think that's ethical because of
it's a part
the
of
business,
though, Al.
Yeah.
I mean, let's keep it as part of the business.
I understand that, but who made that the culture, though?
The people that, the crooks that started the business and turned it that way when they signed Muddy Water to that lifetime contract and took his royalties, that's who did it.
Yeah, that could be true.
I mean, seriously, man, ethics is on that person. You know, and I think of ethics from the standpoint of me treating my team right, me treating the people around me right, and making sure the people around me eat. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Having the decency to make sure when I say I'm going to be somewhere, I'm going to be there. When I got a show date, I'm there. When I got a radio interview, I'm there. When I got an interview on a magazine, I'm there.
Being on time. Definitely, because you have a lot of people that, I mean, even mainstream stars that have sold millions of records, some fans get upset with them because they come late to a show. Like Justin Bieber almost got in trouble with a concert that he had because he arrived like almost time like the place was about to close, even though he went ahead and did the show. But he almost got sued for that because he arrived fashionably late. Fashionably, because he... I guess in his mind, he's Justin Bieber. They'll wait.
Uh-huh.
Now, we know several artists in the past who did that. We know R. Kelly did that before. We know Juvenile, Lil Wayne did that before. I mean, it happened. But what is the reasoning for doing that? Is that ethical? If you say your show is going to start at 10 o'clock, why are you starting your show at 12 o'clock? These
well,
people pay to get there at 10 o'clock, but they are there probably about 7:30 or 8 to get to their seats.
You know,
so
it happens in the business, man. You know the thing about it. There's a lot of things that factor into shows starting up late. And sometimes the artists are straight booty. You know, they butts. And they want to, you know, just play that part of, hey, they coming to see me, so they going to be here. That's the way you lose fans,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
You know, I know what you're talking about. And you're talking about, like, when you think about it, the level that Lil Wayne is at, and we use him as an example, he can get away with it. But if your name
Why
is
that?
I mean, because that's just the culture of that side of the business. The bigger
why
your name
should it
is,
be that way?
I'm just saying,
why
the bigger your
way?
Name is, the more you can get away with. But let's look at the other spectrum. When you have an artist that's, you know, MC I-Rap, okay? MC I-Rap got a show that's supposed to start at 8 o'clock, and he trying to go on at 10, he walk outside, ain't number one person out there. Maybe his cousin.
Mm-hmm.
So it all depends on the lane that you're in and also the status that you have. I mean, it's almost a status-type situation.
But, you know, that's just the thing that I really don't get. I don't understand that in general. Just because you're a big name artist, that don't mean, man, you can arrive 3 hours late and start the show and the place closed at 2 o'clock.
But yet and still, we got artists that can sit up there and put out boo-boo album year after year and people still buy it.
That's true too.
So why is that? Because number one, once you get yourself to a certain stature and status, other people will go ahead and take advantage of it. You know it and I know it.
Yeah. Yeah. But
part of it. I mean, it's a part of the business, man.
I can understand, you know, that being a part of the business. But as far as being an independent artist, looking at that. Now, of course, you know, if you are like an independent artist and you have a show and that club owner tells you you have to be there on stage at 10:30 or else you're not going to perform.
Okay.
Right. When that artist gets known and major, does he have the right, even though he has to perform at 10:30, but does he have the right to come in at 12:30 and perform since he is a major artist now and making millions of dollars?
Well, let me tell you something. And most people out there that deals with the business, and you know this also, Al. If I paid you $5,000 to do that show that night, right, and I charge $30 for everybody to get in, and I get over 100, you know, I get enough people that able to cover that $5,000 and make me a profit three times over, You come on at 1 o'clock in the morning if you want to. Because I got that money. And you ain't going to have it.
Right.
Remember the story that that Nick told us about how Ursa could not leave the stage until he performed at the Rose. Now imagine if you're a club owner, you got a guy in there, you know, his stature is up there. Yeah, he can come on at 1 o'clock. But if your stature is not there, no, you cannot come on at 1 o'clock. You come on at 1 o'clock and watch what happens. They're going to be playing Triple C, tear the club up.
I understand that. But what about the nature of the fans that have been out there waiting 4 hours?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to lose, what, maybe 10-15% of the fans. Like, they're going to leave. Some of them, like the majority of them, they will wait and stay because in their mind, like, well, we already know he's going to arrive late.
Right.
So that's the culture now. That's why people arrive to parties late, because everybody else come late. So, but, I mean, it just don't make sense to me. I mean, you know, when you are of that caliber, like, you should be modeling positive behavior. You know,
well, you know what? If everybody did right, we'll have a hanky dory road. And, you know, today I agree with you totally, but you know, I got to play this devil advocate today and just give it the flat side of it.
I understand that.
You know, that's basically, you know, it's the reality of the business.
Right. That is true. So as far as with, you know, people out there trying to improve their networking skills with somebody that they don't know, let's say you know, trying to approach a DJ, trying to approach a producer, trying to approach somebody from the radio, what would you think some ways in which they can improve themselves to be in a matter of where that person respects them or that person gives them that time in which they feel like they need to have a conversation with them?
Well, you know, a lot of people are very nervous, and some of the events that we've been to, man, and that we've gone to, I've seen a lot of guys, man, they try to look so hard, but they scared. You can see they're nervous, they're shaking a little bit. And a lot of times, man, it may take that DJ or that person from the media or something like that to step up to them. If they're interested in them, step up to that person and talk to them, especially independent artists. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't know how to break that ice. The thing is, when you're talking to people, when you try to talk to people, man, it's just simple as, hey, man, what's going on? Because, I mean, a lot of guys will use this line. What do you do? That's the icebreaker right there. What do you do?
Right.
So if I come up to you and say, hey, Al, what do you do? I mean, I'm like, hey, sir, what do you do? And you start telling me I do X, Y, and Z, blah, blah, blah. So then, therefore, I can engage you and start bringing in my aspect of what I do.
Yeah.
But a lot of guys will come in, hey, shout, come check out my mixtape, shout, here you go, it dropped tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Here you go, cop, I'm gone.
Well,
that's the conversation.
There you go. So what do they do? Like, how can they improve that? How can they get that, you know, that professionalism up to the level in which, you know, they are being respected, they are being heard? Because, I mean, there could be a lot of good artists out there that probably got overlooked. I mean, who would have known Trinidad James would be, like, the next guy that people would know?
You know how I feel about Trinidad James. That's a bad example.
Hey, but
That's personal, but that's a bad example. He doing his thing, and I ain't gonna say he's doing his thing. He out there working, but hey, that's a bad example for me.
Mm-hmm. Right. So,
but I mean, you know, a lot of times, man, when you're looking at a cat, man, and you see him working and he's grinding and he's doing what he's supposed to do, man, in the midst of that, you know, I've seen a young man, and a shout out to Mr. Trill. I've seen him raw. You meet a lot of artists that are raw, and what I mean by raw, their conversational skills are not where they want to be at that moment, but they know how to talk to you. They know how to come to you and hold that conversation. Now, at this point where he at right now, oh, man, he'll get in with the best of them, but that takes time and the want to do that.
Yes, most definitely. Well, I see we have our guest on the line waiting. We're going to go ahead and bring in our guest. Her name is Kayla Renee. She works for Blend Magazine out there in Georgia. Kayla, how you doing?
Good evening, everyone.
Hey, what's going on?
We appreciate it.
not much. It's just an honor to be here to speak with our artist this evening.
Most definitely. Kayla, the questions in which, you know, I wanted to pose to you today, you know, we were just talking about, you know, the ethics and etiquette of an artist that, you know, wanting to promote, approach a DJ or radio personnel or magazine personnel. How would that person need to, from your perspective with working with the Blend magazine, how would you inform somebody to approach them the appropriate way?
Well, quite often they tend to get overly excited, so it may come out as A or hey. Well, we want to make sure you always stay professional when you're dealing with professional people. So it's really quite simple. There's not much to it. Just have a legitimate email address. You might want to have a business card. 2013, those are pretty accessible to get, so make sure you have a business card or some type of information to give out and that they can reach back out to you.
Okay. So when one comes in and let's say they do have an interview set up, what are some of the things in which they would need to do to prep themselves for either a live interview or maybe a recorded interview? Like, would they need to prepare questions? Would they need to prepare, you know, things in which they would want to talk about? How would that need to be choreographed?
Well, first and foremost, you want to make sure that you are informed on the topic. I talk to a lot of people, and sometimes, you know, they're dumbfounded on what I'm even talking about. So you want to make sure that you have the topic that you will be discussing and make sure that you research that topic. You know, you can Google it. You might want to ask the questions to the person that's going to be interviewing you. You might want to read up a little bit, but, you know, you want to know something. You don't want to be left in the dark or left to say, I don't know, to a question. You also want to make sure you are speaking clearly. I know that we're not all English majors. We don't take etiquette classes on speaking, but it's quite simple. Just make sure you're taking your time. You know, speak at a nice pace, at a nice level, and make sure you just pronounce your words. And, you know, those are some good tips to conducting a good interview.
Okay. Now, have you experienced any interviews in which it was kind of hard to either engage the artist or keep the artist engaged in commentary? How would you prepare that artist for that? Because sometimes, you know, maybe like a question could go sour, or maybe they might not be ready for that question. Like, how could that, you know, be preventable?
Well, usually if it's like an on-spot or impromptu interview, I try to keep the questions very basic, very simple. And, you know, most of the time you don't have to really elaborate on it. You know, you meet someone, you know, you might want to get them to state their name, the purpose, you know, at the event that they are at. You know, you might want to just get them to say something briefly. You don't want to put them on the spot to make them look bad, but you'll also make yourself look pretty bad as well. So I say for those on-the-spot interviews, you know, as an artist anyway, I think you should practice on your public speaking skills. Be ready at any time for any opportunity as an artist. So, like I say, just make sure that you're informed of what's going on and be sure to practice on your speaking skills.
Correct. We're not talking with Kayla from Blend Magazine, stationed out there in Atlanta, GA. We appreciate her for tuning in to the show and giving us some commentary on her perspective of being a journalist for the magazine out there. What would you say would be the appropriate method of someone trying to reach a magazine and set up an interview?
The easiest way that I would know personally working for a magazine, if you know a journalist personally, you know, it's quite easier to maybe set up an interview. But, you know, you can always go to the magazine website, and there's always a contact us feature usually at the bottom of the website that you can click on and submit your information.
Okay. Well, last question. We don't want to take up too much of your time. We definitely appreciate you calling in today and giving out this information for aspiring independent artists. But last question, what advice would you give
aspiring independent artists to help promote their brand?
Most importantly, like I said before, I speak with a lot of people, not just rap artists, but people that are just involved in their community. A lot of artists, per se, they are not involved in their community. So the people know nothing but their music. And, you know, sometimes you say you can't judge a book by your cover, but if the only thing they know is your music, then, you know, ultimately that's what you're judged by. So you want to make sure you get involved in the community so that people know you as a person as well as an artist. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you can build business relationships, or, you know, you have more supporters when, you know, it's more than just the music. So I say get involved in the community, and most of the time you get involved, you're going to become a role model. I know most people say, you know, you don't sign up for that, but usually when you're in the limelight, you're going to become a role model. So make sure that, you know, you kind of conduct yourself in a way that if, you know, a younger fan sees you, that they're not, I guess, misled. So just get involved and be an inspiration.
Most definitely, most definitely. Kayla, we sure appreciate all the information that you gave out today. If someone would like to reach you or possibly set up a potential interview with the magazine, how would they get in contact with you?
Well, you can email me at Miss Kayla Renee, and that's MissKalaRenee at gmail.com. And you can just send me an email with your name, I guess your state of business, and I can get back with you and we could probably set up an interview.
Okay. Well, we sure do appreciate it, Kayla, and make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend about the Middleman Talk Show.
And I sure will.
All right. Well, we shall
keep
appreciate
doing what
it.
Y'all do. I appreciate
it. We definitely
y'all.
Appreciate it. All right.
All right.
Well, that was Kayla Renee from Blend Magazine, and we definitely appreciate, you know, her input from the magazine perspective.
Great interview, man.
Most definitely. Most
great
definitely.
Great interview,
so,
man.
Yeah.
You know, I know, like, just she said something that was very important, and, you know, me personally, I stress this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Have more than just rap under your belt.
Yeah.
Rap is a part. You know, if you're a rapper, I mean, Tupac was a social thinker. You know what I'm saying? He was active.
Yeah.
He did a lot of other things. And he's just
yeah.
one example. But the thing about it is a lot, even with the show that we have, the Middlemen Talk Show, yes, we were and still are involved in hip-hop. But we
right.
still are socially conscious. We're conscious of all the things around us, from politics to relationships to sports,
mm-hmm.
everything, man, because...
Yeah.
You can't have a monolithic mind, which, I mean, you can't have that mind on one level, just be one type
right.
of mind. You know,
right.
a lot of people try to get themselves caught up with, this is all I know, the street life, shout it.
Right.
Guess what? When you become old, how would you be able to hold a conversation with somebody and that's all you know?
That's all you know, yeah. That is correct.
You know, I mean, I appreciate that. I mean, you know, I would love to see a lot of other guys out here, and this is not talking down on you. I would love to see these guys get more involved with things around them, that's including your community.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, I know people see these guys get out and do toys in the hood, do
right,
the toy
right.
drives and the clothes drives and all that like that. Mentor some kids. Just because
yeah.
you rap, you obviously know how to write and read. Read to some kids.
Yeah.
You
that's
know?
True. That's
I mean,
true.
Hey, she brought some light on some stuff, man, and I think we definitely need to entertain that, too.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Most definitely. So, we're going to move into the song of the day.
Okay.
This is Means of Operation, Endorphins, and Pheromones. Nice, soulful song, man. Soulful song. You're tuning in to the Middlemen Radio. And we're on Talk of the Town.
Yeah. All right.
This one. The old seen from out of inception, you're a dream inside a dream. Ultimate perfection when you walk, your skin gleams. It gets me erection, excuse me if I'm a scene, but your beauty been neglected, cause you truly are a blessing. Glad I picked my type on time, came late but made it right on time. On your type, you mine, and I bet you think I'm clever. Girl, we both can hit the jackpot if you just pull my lever. Such a seasonable endeavor, don't you think that is? So let me go and get you another girl, what drink that is? Friends got something to say, tell them ain't they biz. You be the first person to tell them, girl, it ain't that serious. But when you alone, curled on the phone, smile when you're talking, tell me come on, tell me a lust, we'll never die, the thought of us is a natural high.
Damn, she gorgeous. I gotta build up the nerve to say something, man. I just gotta say something to her. Sorry, miss, but I cannot help from wondering what's underneath your clothes and how you would look under me. Not patient, but I promise I can learn and be your beauty's timeless. Hey, is your name eternity? Take my breath away, I think I need a respirator. Bring the room to life, no interior decorator. You an angel, I could tell I haven't made you. I bet God got your picture on the refrigerator. If I fell for you now, would you catch me later? So we can meet up, let me eat up and discuss your flavor. I bet that sweet love, like Anita Baker. Girl, where you wanna go, you should let me take you. But when you alone, curl on the phone, smile when you talking. Tell me, come on, tell me your love, we'll never die. Cause when I'm with you, it's a natural high.
You know how to treat a man, but not because you need me though. Your bank account got plenty grand. You can be with any man, but you choose to love me. Got me all googly eyed, like you snuck a drug me. What the name of drug be? Give me another hit, please. I'ma be your drug too. Hope you got some sick leave. Love the way your backbone is stretch on with dress on. Sneak up and caress on that dress on, get messed on. It's like you put a hex on. I love young, I sex grown. Speakers play the next song, your head gone, bed spread thrown. Now you alone. Curl on the phone, smile when you talk. Tell me, come on, tell me your lust. We'll never die. The thought of us is a natural high.
Means of Operation, Endorphins and Pheromones, man. That's
I like that record, man. That is so smooth, laid back, cool, dope, fresh. funky, whatever I can call it. It was all that.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely, man. I mean, when I first heard the track, I think I was just, like, I do my typical grazing through Worldstar, you know, each day, trying to find some music, because it's so hard to find music on YouTube if you don't know nobody. So,
true that.
I go through Worldstar, you know, and I ran across it. You know, it only had maybe probably about like 5,000 views on it. So I clicked on it anyway. Man, I've been jamming it ever since I've heard it. Like,
hey, yeah, you find jewels out there, man. Hey, I want to give a shout out to my man Blaze. He's out there listening right now. My dude Nation, man. You remember Nation?
Nation,
had that
Nation
song,
team, man.
Mr. Marcus, and he had all the other ones. What's the one? The one he did where he fooled the girl like he had a video where he fooled the girl like he was rich.
Yeah.
Just another something in the wall. Oh God, I can't remember the record. But man, it was dope.
Hey, Nation dope, man.
Yeah,
Nation
y'all make
dope.
Sure y'all check out our man Nation out there, man. It's spelled Nation, NATION. We will be playing some music for Nation pretty soon too, man.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Most definitely. Okay. If you are an independent artist and you would like your song to be played on the Middleman Radio, email us at wearethemiddlemen and put in the heading Talk of the Town potential song. So we'll definitely check it out.
Make sure it's clean, man. Radio
edited.
Radio song.
Radio edited.
Yes, sir.
No cuss words. But we'll definitely give you a chance, man, to get on the show and get your music heard. And
Hey, you know what? Matter of fact, speaking of letting someone being heard, we should have two guests next week, and I know one of them we can speak on right now. I'm at Kenny Thomas out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, man. That dude has been grinding for the last 10 years hard, man. He was one of the ones, upcoming artist, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What Beverly used to have.
On the bubble.
Patiently waiting.
On the bubble.
Yeah, on the bubble. I mean, Kenny was out there.
Yeah, he was,
still out there. Still out there. Ain't no words in it. Still out there. Shout out to our man Thomas out there.
Most definitely. Kenny did some good stuff, man. Back in the day, he did some good stuff, man.
His new stuff is still popping. It's popping. I'm telling you, you gotta listen to it.
Yeah.
So what we got going on today, man? Catch everybody up to speed to who we just talked to and what we talked about.
Well, today on the Middleman Radio, we did talk about ethics and etiquette of being an independent artist. Pretty much the do's and don'ts of what you need to do as far as being an independent artist in general, meeting new people, how to approach a DJ, how to approach magazine personnel, radio personnel, being on time for shows, being late. Is that ethical? You know, do you have the right to do that if you're selling millions of records? All of those things. And, you know, the last thing that we want to work, you know, that we want to talk about before we get towards the end of the show is as far as we're working together and collaborating on the song, artist-to-artist interaction, what are the ethical things with that of being an independent artist? You may want to do a song with an artist that's over in New Jersey and you're in California, you know, but you guys, you know, came across each other via the Internet. And this guy may be, you know, he's working on the album and he's potentially on the time limit. You know, what are the ethical things of you getting the song, recording it in a timely manner, and sending it back? You know, you have some artists. There are some shady artists out there. They'll take your song and make it theirs.
Oh, yeah. Seen it happen a couple of times.
A
couple of times. Even from the aspect of even with major artists, man. I know you remember the story with Cannabis and LL. I'm going to listen to your version, and I'm going to go back and rewrite it because yours is better.
Rewrite mine. Right.
Come on, son.
So, was that ethical? I mean, that happened with Ludacris and I think it was T.I. or Jeezy.
Yeah, with the gang record. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know.
Happened with them, too. But, just for the question that you posed, I mean, primarily, man, like you say, man, you can have a good relationship. If people know, like, Mr. Fab out there in California, man, Mr. Fab say, when he send you a song, when you send him a record, expect that record back within the next 2 days or so. It's a lot of artists out there, man, that they just get out there, man, and they get the records and they hold it and they sit back. I got a vibe to it or whatever. If you're a professional, man, and you want to be on that level, get it done.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Time
is money. It, write it, you know, put it back, email it, whatever you got to do, man, put it back into their hands so they can, you know, keep that project out. Because, number one, not only is that helping them, it's helping you, because the sooner they can get that project out there, you're gaining more fans through their work and efforts.
Exactly. And then, you know, to be, you know, on the ethical side of it, you know, continuing with that is letting them know, like, hey, I got this and this I have to do. Would you be willing to give me an extension?
Yeah. That's a good thing.
So
right,
simple.
To ask for.
Simple question. You know, it's all about communication. You got to have appropriate communication. You know, a lot of these, you know, independent, majorly independent artists, you know, they're on time slots, man. Like, they have deadlines in which they want to put their mixtapes out, or for their CDs, they have to get certain things in. You know, they still operate as if they are major. So,
hey,
if you want
to. Oh, man. Just the timeline, Al. Be honest. If you don't have anywhere to record, you don't have a studio, you don't have a budget, man, tell somebody. You
yeah.
may be hot, and your record that you put out you at that time, you may have a little money. You was able to get out there and get a great recording of that particular record. But guess what? If you fall off, don't be ashamed. Hey, man, I know I'm not going to be able to get this back to you in this amount of time because I don't have the money to get in the studio. Can you help me out with some of your people that's in my area, or do I need to come to you to get it done?
Right, right. It's all about having appropriate communication. And that's pretty much what it boils down to. Having
yep.
appropriate building that level of network with that person so they can understand you. Because a lot of times, you know, when these songs get done, artists are not in the same studio. They're not even in the same area.
That's true.
You could do a song with somebody in Jamaica, you know, and they may want it back within the time and manner. Or vice versa.
Man, technology has made it so easy.
Yeah.
It made it so easy for people to be able to get out here and make things happen nowadays. You got to take full advantage. You got to take full
yeah.
advantage of it. But like
that's
Al said, you got to have some type of sensibility about yourself. And you know, man, everybody know right from wrong.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody know right from wrong. At the end of the day, would you, and you guys think about it from this aspect, do I want them to do it to me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I give you a record and you take a year and a day to give it back, I don't even want the song no more. I'm probably going to put somebody else on it.
Yeah. Yeah. That has happened. And probably
yeah.
will continue to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. So, I think we had an interesting show today.
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to our co-host out there, liking pictures on Facebook. Hey, buddy, what's going on? Gene, what's up? What's going on, girl?
Most definitely. And we definitely appreciate Kayla Renee from the Blend Magazine for stopping in and dropping some good knowledge from her perspective, man. I definitely appreciate it. And everyone who tuned into the Middleman Radio, we definitely appreciate you tuning in as well, too. And continue to listen. Tell a friend to tell a friend. You know, we're going to have more topics that are more informative for you so you can actually get some of the knowledge in which you may not know. You know, it's still a lot of things that we don't know. You may come on the show and tell us something that we don't know.
Man,
you know,
it's all about knowledge and learning, man. It's all about learning and knowledge, man.
Okay.
You know, I want to send a shout out to everybody that's on Facebook over there clicking on that link to listen, share it. You know, you can download this show, listen to it again. Like I said, we are on iTunes. If you got an iPhone, just do a search on the Middleman Talk Show. We're going to have that Google Play shortly. But make sure that you guys share this show with people. We also have a series, you know, team building, the whole nine, man. Go back and listen to some of those Talk of the Town, man. Old school grind versus new school grind. Go back and listen to these shows, man. Hopefully you can take some out of this conversation.
Is
there?
Most definitely. Most definitely. So, hey, you got an interesting topic that you would like us to discuss on the Middleman Radio, please hit us up on our Facebook page at The Middleman Talk Show, and we will definitely get to you. We definitely want to help out. Most definitely.
Well, how about this, man? I like that record that you played earlier. I'm going to play a record right now if that's cool with you, man.
Hey,
I got one that's cool and smooth, too.
Go ahead.
I'm going to hit him upside the head with this one, man. We're going to have to probably have a battle one day of independent artists or something. Let me be quiet.
Yeah.
Somebody going to steal that idea and probably have that show. Yeah. But check this out, man. This is Fiend and Maria. Mariah Mariba. I still can't say that girl name. Mariah Mariba. Fiend. Not No Limit. Womp womp. Not that dude. But
right.
This is Fiend. The P-H-E-N-E Fiend. This record is called You and I. You all listen to the Middleman Radio. Talking to Ty, man. I'm crazy over here, boy.
Yeah.
You and I is all we need. All I need in this life is sin. Yeah. All I need in this life is sin. It's you and I, it's now or never, baby, do or die. When you stand for something righteous, you get crucified. I'd rather write this than be lifeless in a suit and tie. What's the world without somebody there to share it with? I want the world so that my seeds, they can inherit it. A future on my shoulders, girl, help me carry it. Life, we gotta cherish it. Yeah, yeah. Still it's you and I by my side, we be on the road. Loyalty is royalty, I never break the code. Ride with you, cry with you, die with you. Your issue is my issue, I vibe with you. Occupy the heart and mind, moment that I saw the blind. Open up and show them signs, welcome to the art of rhyme. Walk into the world and sing, you and I is all we need. L-O-V-E, all we bleed, 99, R-B-G, G-G-G-G.
All we need is you and I, all we need is you and I, all we need is you and I, and I to I. All we need is you and I, all we need is you and I, all we need is you and I.
Turn to the music, help me open up. While we be beefing with the ones that's truly close to us, our souls connected like a note to a vocalist. I co-direct the story of my life, I'm blowing up. Hope to a generation showing that they're growing up. Freedom fighters loaded up. We don't gotta be in the club drunk, throwing every potus up to get the world to notice us. The first step to success is showing up, so I
can't keep running away. Can't keep running away. You and I see why. Can't keep running away. Can't keep running away. Most things I didn't say. You and I see why. All we need is you and I. All we need is you and I. All we need is you and I. And I see why.
And that was Fiend featuring Mariah Mariba, You and I. And that's from our good friend DJ Break 'Em Off and John Quest. That record was produced by our man John Quest. Make sure you
Quest.
Do a search on John Quest, like Johnny Quest, but it's John Quest. And DJ Break 'Em Off, the album is called The Art of... Hey, man, we got a caller, man. Let's bring this call in before we get up out of here. You want to do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, caller, you are live with the Middleman. What's up?
What's up? How you doing? I apologize, sir.
That's good.
I caught the end of the show, and you said that we'll be able to download the show.
Yeah, you can download this show. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/the Middleman, and that is correct spelling. That's the Middleman. And
okay.
You can download any of the shows in our archives. If you got an iTunes account, just do a search on The Middleman Talk Show.
Okay. I greatly appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you.
Another great show, man. We appreciate everybody that did take the time to tune in and listen to the show. Al, I appreciate this great topic tonight, man. It is something that needs to be discussed with the ethics and etiquette of being an independent artist. Got to have some type of right and wrong about yourself.
Yeah, got to. If yeah. not, I mean, we'll be looking at a mirror backwards.
Well, make sure y'all tune in with us this Sunday, man, on the Middleman Talk Show. This upcoming topic is called The Burden of Black. If y'all don't know what I mean, make sure you tune in this Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern. That's 5 p.m. Central. 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central. The Burden of Black. There's
yes.
a whole lot going on out there, like the young lady Kayla was saying. If you're an artist,
yep.
man, you got to be a little bit more in tune with what's going on around you.
Yep.
It ain't all
Most
about throwing the money up in the air. It ain't all about the dope. It ain't all about I'm the hardest in the hood. It's a lot going on, man.
Oh,
Keep
yeah.
your eyes open.
Oh, yeah.
We will be on this Sunday. Next Thursday, Talk of the Town. Be on the lookout for our man, Kenny Thomas. I call him the Alabama Savior.
Hey, we need to try to see if we can get an attitude, man.
Attitude, ain't that name in years, boy.
Yeah, let's do that, man.
Is he still with Dr. Dre?
I don't know if he's still with Dr. Dre, but I know he's still like writing and ghostwriting for Timberland.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe, hey, if anybody out there know our man Attitude, that's from Alabama, which I think Kenny does know Attitude.
Mm-hmm.
We need to just reach out and see if we can make that happen.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Shout out once again to Nick Eaton, Jen. Our man Felt Five out there. Shout out to him, man. Shout out to everybody in every southern state, eastern state, west coast state, and northern state. Appreciate you.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Al. Tell them what it is. Bye.
Hey, thank you for taking an hour out your day to listen to the Middle Men Radio. Tune in Sunday, as I said, as KG said, excuse me, and tune in next Thursday for another Talk of the Town. And also tune in to Tuesday Morning Takeover at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. 2 hour show, strictly R&B.
Independent R&B.
Independent R&B, excuse me.
And it's dope.
Independent in there. Most definitely.
Yeah. All right, man. All we'll right. see you guys this Sunday. Thank you once again.
All right.
Yeah. Felt Five. Middleman. Yeah. Talking to town. Felt Five. Oh, follow me at Felt Five on Twitter. Yeah. It's the talk of the town, man. It's so ill. We talking real news in the music business here. Take your opinion in the chat or you can call in. Hey, they be going in. Yeah, they be going in. On them cats in the industry. Doing more things most cats don't see. Keep your ears to the ground and you will see. Most things ain't what they appear to be. Cut to the chase in the real McCoy. Telling you that they ain't gonna toy around with no issues. Shedding light on dark signals. Yes, and now they own live. 8 p.m. is where you should plan to be on Thursday night. From the one Felt Five, talk of the town.